Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, obviously, Los Angeles, California is quite a place, and great place to kind of take your mind away from hockey, but at the end of the day, I'm a hockey player, and I loved everything about it, no complaints, I just wasn't playing, so it was kind of nice for both parties just to part ways, and I couldn't be more excited to have the opportunity here.
And you knew a little bit about this place between Rochester, you know, Belleville and with Ottawa, right?
Yeah, playing here against obviously both systems, and I was actually here, I think, for Pominville's 1,000th game.
Okay, yeah.
So I got to see Buffalo to their fullest, I guess, for lack of a better expression, and it was just cool. You know that it's a hockey town, you know that it's a sports town, and I was fired up to come here.
You turned pro and looked like you had a lot of success in the NHL, and you were doing well in your stints in the league. With the shoulder surgery and moving teams and the pandemic, how hard has it been just to kind of establish yourself?
Yeah, I think you described it perfectly. Have a successful rookie year and, you know, all the success in the world going forward. And then all of a sudden, shoulder surgery at the start of my second year. And then COVID happened. So you're 2 years without playing a game. And then you go into last year. No fans. Just it was kind of like a perfect storm in a negative way. But the one thing I tried to do, and I still feel that I've never lost faith. I've never lost hope in the dream staying alive. And again, when I found out I was coming to Buffalo, it's a team I think that I fit well with. A bunch of guys that want to earn it every day, want to win, want to turn things around for the city, and I really want to be a part of it.
What kind of player are you? What kind of player could fans expect to see on the ice from you?
What kind of player am I? I mean, my rookie year, really good. And then, no, I'm kidding. I think that I can move the puck. I think that I facilitate. I think that I make plays. I think early in my career, maybe defensively, I've struggled a little bit, but I really think I've cleaned up there. And that comes just with adversity. After not playing, after sitting for a while, you kind of think, you start to look in the mirror, you're like, what do I need to work on in order to be established? And I think all the little areas that I might have struggled with early on are tightening up. And then offensively, I like to think that I can contribute and get up in the play, but we'll see as time goes. In this locker room, I played with Drake Cajula at North Dakota. Andy, obviously, I was in front of him for my entire time in Ottawa. And then played with Tomer at the World Championships this past summer. So it was a nice locker room to come into. And then on top of that, just everybody was very welcoming. And obviously, it's early in the season, so everybody's fairly new. But it was a nice, easy day today.
I assume you don't remember your father's career, but what kind of influence has it been just, you know, having a father that played
Yeah, well, I the Ottawa media knows this. Most interviews I say, I mention my parents. They're the reason I'm here. Mom will just get it out of the way in case she hears this. She's the loving one, the supportive one. And then my dad is just everything. You know, we have pretty opposite career paths. He's third overall, 13-year career. And I'm last year of draft eligibility, fourth rounder. That's probably not supposed to make it, right? So, but he's just there for everything, and he keeps me honest. He's not the type of dad that says, oh, you're getting screwed, you should be playing this and that. He says, like I said, look in the mirror, what can you do to get better? And at the end of the day, it's the best league in the world, right? So they're going to play whoever's ready and whoever's going to help them win, and that's something that he reminds me every day. So you'll hear me say his name a lot, I'm sure.
Are you mostly a left defenseman, or can you play both sides?
I'd say mostly left, but I'm no idiot. I know that the left side is pretty stacked here, so Whatever I can do to help this team win, and whatever I can do to contribute on a nightly basis, I'll adjust to the right if that's necessary.
Did your dad coach you growing up
as a kid? Yeah, just youth hockey, AAA Little Caesars. He was just kind of, I think, like the last year I remember him coaching, he had to, because we had one coach. He's like, we need someone to push pucks, and he eventually just took over. He coached growing up, and then obviously when I made the transition to defense late, I think I was like 20 years old, basically towards the end of juniors, he was right there. He's like, all right, you got some work to do. So we started chipping away at that, and obviously to have him just for phone calls and little pointers is really helpful.
Is it true that you wear his old Nordiques jacket still?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing rocks. It's actually Bill's colors. I might be able to rock it here.
Why did you transition to defense?
It was so that same team where he ended up coaching, we had one coach. He'd been coaching AAA for whatever 50 years, and we showed up to like first day, and we had like 18 forwards and two defensemen. So he looks around the locker room and he's like, anybody want to play D? And we had nobody raise their hands. I'm like, I'll try it. And that was kind of the start of it. And then in juniors, I was kind of switching back and forth between forward and D. And then eventually, I don't think I was a good enough forward, to be honest. That's probably the simple answer. And just kind of stuck in college. Again, my freshman year, I was forward D. And then officially, after my sophomore year, I probably played D for good.
Were you wing or center?
Whatever. Versatile.
Dr. Donna said that he knew you going back your days at Muskegon. Did you know a lot about him before you were playing on waivers?
Yeah, just like I saw, he got hired at the end of the year last year, correct? So seeing his name again, he was at the USA program coaching there, and then I played against him and his team at Wisconsin, and talking to him this morning, I felt comfortable. He's a guy that's easy to talk to, and I like to think that I do my best to be coachable, so I'm looking forward to just establishing a relationship with him. Again, I think a lot of the guys, even just from talking to them, have a lot of respect for him and are excited about the direction things are going with him.
In the World Championships, that was your most consistent action in 15, 16 months. What kind of opportunity was that for you just to get a groove again?
That was the best. It was just so fun to play hockey and, like you said, play consistently, play meaningful minutes, be a part of a team again. Again, I have zero complaints about LA. I absolutely loved it from head GM to whatever's at the bottom. But I wasn't playing, right? So it's never fun to go and practice every day and just show up again and practice. Granted, I'm going to the beach after, but it's just a grind, right? So to go out there and be able to play a part of a team, again, similar to this team where it's just a bunch of misfits, right? All the superstars didn't want to go because of the COVID year. So a bunch of guys that just had an opportunity and ran with it, and it was just a blast. I think it was kind of a nice reminder to myself and to those guys that when you get the opportunity, you can run with it.
86 have a meaning for you?
It was my first number when I first got called up to Ottawa. It was my camp number. Switched to 24 last year, got a little comfortable, had to humble myself, go back to 86. I'm not going to take Cousins' number either, so I can't afford a Rolex or a watch or whatever.
You mentioned obviously your dad's role in all this, but any other mentors along the way from different teams, organizations you've been with that you still rely on?
Yeah, I always try to remind myself and to speak out about the people who got me here, right? So I can remember when I got traded from Green Bay to Muskegon, my first two coaches there in Muskegon. They brought my love for the game back. They took their time with me and taught me how to play defense. And then going to North Dakota, same thing. Those coaches took their time. I was a young kind of cocky kid coming out of juniors, and they allowed me to develop into a man and then into a better defenseman. So you'll hear me say it all the time. Everybody who's got me to this point, obviously I wouldn't be here without them, and I try to just give them credit whenever I get the chance, just because for all of us, we don't get here by ourselves. So no specific names, but I have an appreciation for people who take their time with me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.